On January 20th, 1942, a dark, snowy Tuesday morning, Obergruppenführer Reinhard Tristan Eugen Heydrich strode through the porticoed entrance of a grand villa at 5658 Am Großen Wannsee in the prosperous West Berlin suburb of Wannsee. There, in a residence overlooking the larger of two bodies of water known collectively as Lake Wannsee, 15 men waited for Heydrich to convene a brief meeting, which later came to be known as the Wannsee Conference. Its stated intention was to arrive at a final solution of the Jewish question. Given that the mass murder of Jews had already begun, and that the death camps were already under construction, the true purpose of the meeting is still a subject of scholarly debate. But Heydrich's lofty status as the meeting's leader was unambiguous. By January 1942, he had reached a pinnacle of power in the Nazi hierarchy. To arrive at the meeting, he had flown his own private plane from Prague, where, as of 3 months earlier, he held the position of Reichsprotector of Bohemia and Moravia. He was scheduled shortly to take over the Nazi occupation of France. Heydrich's career is often described as a skyrocket, perhaps because there was an explosion at its end, in the form of his assassination 3 months after the Wannsee Conference. The rocket's igniting occurred obscurely in the summer of 1931, when, at age 27, Heydrich joined Heinrich Himmler's new small elite bodyguard, the SS. His job was to take over the intelligence files, consisting of a shoebox full of the names of Himmler's enemies within the Nazi Party. In 1933, Adolf Hitler came to power and rewarded Himmler with the post of chief of the Bavarian political police, a not very important assignment. Himmler immediately appointed Heydrich as his assistant. 13 months later, the SS had gained control of every political police unit in Germany and united them into one organization, the Gestapo, short for Geheime Staatspolizei, secret state police, with Heydrich as the acting chief. By 1934, as well, his intelligence and counter-espionage network, the SD, for Sicherheitsdienst, Security Service, became the official secret service of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the Nationalsozialistische Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, NSDAP, or Nazi Party. In 1936, Heydrich took over the regular criminal police, known as the Kripo, short for Kriminalpolizei. In 1939, he combined these organizations, along with four other divisions, to form the RSHA, or Reichssicherheitshauptamt, Reich Security Main Office, which was estimated to have employed 100,000 men. Heydrich's formal powers over the SD, the Kripo, and even the Gestapo had been based on his abilities to control and coerce the German citizens of his own nation. What he said he wanted was nothing less than the total and permanent check on the situation of each individual. But in 1939, Germany went to war, and responsibility for racial policies began to pass from the hands of the party's propaganda machinery into those of the already militarized SS. In that same year, and again in 1941, Heydrich received a completely different grant of authority based on a Führer order, which bypassed all organizations, including his own, and went directly from Hitler to the individual recipient of his commands. A second Führer order to Heydrich directed him in a few terse words to make all necessary organizational, functional, and material preparations for a complete solution of the Jewish question in Europe. In 1939, that usually meant deportation. By the time of Heydrich's death, 3 years later, it certainly meant annihilation. Reinhard Heydrich had been chosen by the Nazis as the responsible official, the man with the mandate who arranges for the arrival of the man with the gun.